and everything's just always on. And it's very, very stressful on our energetic body. And it's very hard to quiet the mind. It's hard to quiet our fears, our worries, our anxieties. So when we are able to meditate or quiet or ground and get away from that, just even for a few minutes each day, my favorite saying is, everybody should meditate at least 30 minutes a day. If you're too busy, you need to meditate at least 1 hour a day. Because if you're too busy, you gotta get quiet with yourself more.
Hello, my name is Wing, and thanks for listening to A Work in Purpose. Are you wondering, what is your life's purpose? Do you see people who are living their purpose and wondering to yourself, how did they get there? Me too. That is why I am inviting you to join me on this journey. A Work in Purpose is our podcast for igniting and reaching our purpose together. Be sure to subscribe. Each week, I'll be sharing a podcast episode of me interviewing people from all walks of life who are working towards some kind of purpose, whether it is with their career, volunteering, creativity, spiritual practices, or just how they approach everyday life. We'll dive deep into their stories to uncover what obstacles they had to overcome to reach their purpose today. By hearing their stories, I hope you will learn from their journey and be inspired so you too can become a work in purpose. Sound. It is one of our five senses that we cannot simply shut off. It is constantly working. In our very noisy world, something is always pulling our attention. Is it such a surprise that so many of us are feeling scattered and directionless? Our guest this episode, Manda Gannon, is a sound bath healer. She uses the power of sound to help people get into a meditative state and make it possible for them to surrender and unblock whatever is holding them back, like limiting beliefs in their subconsciousness. As humans, we have a tendency to think that if we cannot perceive something with our senses, then they must not exist. By now, many of us know about our mind and body connection, but what about our energy's connection? Listen as we talk about what is energy, what are chakras, what are vibrations and frequencies, and how do they affect our everyday life. Manda also shares lots of practical advice and actions we can take to boost our energy and vibrations. And we get to hear Manda's story of how she resisted her mother's spiritual teachings for most of her life until she finally embraced them, which led her to discover and ignite her life's purpose. Plus, Manda shares a powerful yet simple four-phrase mantra that we can use to heal and forgive ourselves and others that is amazingly effective. Hello, welcome to a Work in Purpose podcast. I'm very excited to have you on.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, so let's start off. So you are a sound healer. Can you talk more about what that means and what is a sound bath?
Yeah, oh, of course. So I'm really excited to share this. So sound healing is just a really gentle form of a guided meditation. And it uses special methods, vibrations, and frequencies to help really go from an active brain state to a more relaxed brain state. So it goes from sympathetic brain state, which is the running active state, to a rest and digest state, which is the parasympathetic state. So these are actual states of our mind. And when our world, like today, is so chaotic and there's so much influencing us with negative energy and fear, we're constantly on. Our adrenals within the last year have been on constant overdrive. We've had to learn to adapt quickly. We've had to adjust. We've had to balance. We've had to figure things out. And it's been really flipping our world upside down. So our active brainwaves right now, our active state is on overdrive. So something like a sound bath or sound healing is a really gentle yet effective way to go from that hectic state to a more relaxed state. And when you're in a more relaxed state, the benefits are endless, but with a sound bath specifically, you're able to really get into a state of mind where you're able to surrender and you're really able to access your subconscious mind, your subconscious beliefs. Your subconscious holds literally everything you've experienced since you have been born. Memories, things that your parents have said, belief systems, experiences, these are all stored within our energetic body and our subconscious mind. And it basically is a guiding tool. It tells us what to expect. It tells us what to, it basically is guiding us on what we believe. And sometimes those beliefs are negative and it can actually affect us in our life today. So with a sound bath, we're able to really get down to our subconscious mind and change these limiting beliefs, change the way we think, change the way we have our negative self-talk. All of these things really influence our everyday life and the current life that we're living.
Very fascinating. So I've been to a couple of sound bathing experience where you go into a huge room and there's tons of people, but, and then there's like, you sit, lay down for like 2 hours listening to the sound, but it sounds like from what you're describing, it goes way deeper than that, right?
Yes, it is more than just laying down and listening to sounds. A lot of people even ask, it's a sound bath. Does it involve water? No, the sound bath is just really symbolizing that your whole body, mind, spirit, soul is fully encapsulated in these vibrations and in these frequencies. And really, energy is everything. Everything is energy, and energy carries frequencies, and frequencies actually carry information. So these sound bowls are actually attuned to certain frequencies, and these frequencies, when played, help your mind and your energetic body auto-tune to those frequencies, and you become more relaxed and more balanced. So for instance, a lot of the sound bowls are actually attuned to your chakras. Your chakras are your energy portals of your body. And so if I play the heart chakra bowl, it's playing a frequency to help balance your heart chakra. So when you're listening to these sounds, you're not just listening, your energetic body is auto-tuning itself, rebalancing itself. And with intention, like I said, we're able to access our subconscious mind. So let's say that we have these limiting beliefs that we don't even really realize are actually manifesting our reality. So we're able to go in there, remove these limiting beliefs. We're able to heal trauma. We're able to change our perspective. There's so many beautiful things. There's even physical benefits. It helps you sleep better. It lowers blood pressure. It helps remove anxiety and depression. I mean, the benefits are endless, and that's why I have such a passion for it, because it's truly a beautiful, beautiful and gentle way to just let go and work wonders.
Oh, wow. That sounds great. So can you describe more what is included in a sound bath experience?
Yeah. So like I said, everything is energy. You have an energy field. A lot of people call it their aura. There's a lot of people call it the biofield. So around you, you have your energetic body. And that also is holding and storing information. It's a database of everything you've experienced. So when you come to my sound bath specifically, I like to cleanse your energetic body with sage. Sage is a natural, old ancient herb. It's a natural plant that helps cleanse the air, and not just spiritually. It actually shows benefits of cleaning viruses and bacteria of the air. It also helps people with asthma because it is cleansing the air around them. So I like to cleanse your energetic body because we are going to go not too deep, but we're going to go into a state where you're going to be able to access a very powerful spot, your subconscious. And so I would like to have your energetic body very clear in that area. So with intention and cleansing, we do a lot of saging, and then we sometimes do journal prompts. Journal prompts are very fun because it's a great way to release. And you know, we just serve some high vibe food because you want to raise your vibration. So any ancient grains, fermented foods, anything with a lot of sunlight that grew from sunlight, we eat that too, because that helps us raise our vibration.
Cool. Let's talk more about energy. So,
okay.
So people, you know, they know about the, most people know about the mind and body connection now, but energy is like still relatively unknown to most people, right? So
yeah.
Can you talk more about what exactly is energy and how can we show people, oh, energy exists?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So energy, I wish this was taught. I wish a lot of things were taught, and I won't even get into that, but let's start researching ourselves. Let's unlearn everything we've been taught and rediscover the world by feeling what feels true, because we weren't taught to utilize these powerful tools that every single one of us obtain. Every single one of us here on Earth has the ability to harness their energy and literally manipulate it to create the reality you want to create. Whether that's finding your perfect job, your perfect spouse, your perfect anything, even if it's just to feel pure happiness and joy, that is our birthright. Our birthright is to thrive. Every single year that we're here, we're supposed to go up, 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 and up. And we are not taught that. We are taught that you have to work hard. You have to put in the work to achieve. And they have created systems and programmed us to believe that these systems are the only things that work. Well, today is a day that a lot of people are waking up, and it's a beautiful thing. And that is why I love that you're able to help us share the knowledge, because this can help encourage people to do their own research. And something that everybody has and something that is incorporated in every second and every day is your energy. You, everything you have in your life right now was created by you. You manifested it some way, somehow throughout your whole life. So that's a beautiful thing. Let's take responsibility and let's learn how to harness and use that for our advantage, because that is our birthright, to use our energy as our advantage. We are not humans having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And when you change your perspective and you see that, I promise you, if you knew everything that your true soul has already gone through and what it's capable of, you would never question, you would never doubt, you would never have a negative thought about yourself ever again. It's natural to do that as humans. Of course, I have my hard days all the time. It's always a journey. It's always a growing experience. It's just how you perceive it. So energy, it's how you perceive it. It's how you actually acknowledge it for what it is. So energy is everything. Table, microphone, it's different compositions, different frequencies of energy. But if we can learn to tap into our subconscious, remove the energy that's there that are causing limited beliefs and negative self-talk and literally creating the same day-to-day struggle that we are encountering. Why is this keep happening? Why is this keep happening? Because something in your energy field is imbalanced, and we need to cleanse it, clear it, remove those blocks, and move on. And that's all done with energy, because everything is energy. So that's why, again, I love sound healing, because it's a great, gentle, easy tool that you literally just lay down. You listen to the sounds and the frequencies. And if you really surrender and you just get present with yourself in the moment, you'll be amazed with what pops up. Our ego is constantly taking over, and it's constantly making us question, making us think, oh, can I do this? Can I do this? And the ego's there for a reason. So we have lived in a world, and our world has created us to make our ego way more powerful than it should be. So if we're able to calm that down and really tap into ourselves, our true self, not what we think other people think we should have, but we truly want, and you honor that, day to day, you just honor what you truly want, it will find you. It really will. And that's all just different ways of energy, using your energy.
Yeah, very fascinating. Well, before we dive more into that, I just want to say that kind of reminds me of my physics class back in high school. Like, everything has energy, everything stores energy, and energy is always being transferred. Given that you work with humans' energy on a daily basis, can you tell us more about, are there different types of human energy, that are there names and categories that most people don't know about?
Energy is just energy. The most way to really categorize our physical body's energy is your chakras. And so each chakra is actually connected to your physical organs and emotions. And so your chakras, you have seven chakras starting at your tailbone. And then it goes up to your stomach where your belly button is. Each one has a very specific name. Then your heart, then your throat, then your third eye, and then your crown. And all of these are energy portals to your body. And each chakra actually represents an organ in your physical body and emotions. And actually, a lot of people during a sound bath, when I play certain chakra bowls with certain frequencies, they feel physical sensations like shaking or getting hot or cold. That energy is coming to the surface. That stagnant energy of whatever's associated to that chakra is coming up to be released. So it's a great way to release anything that is blocking anything in your chakra system. When your chakra system is balanced, you can feel the balance within your reality. When you have an imbalance in your heart chakra, let's say your heart is closed. Let's say you've experienced a lot of heartache from childhood, relationships, even teachers or people that are supposed to be fundamentally stable in your life. If they have hurt you, you might meet somebody that has a closed chakra. Have you ever gone up and met somebody and you just get a bad vibe?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Or opposite, have you ever gone up to somebody and you've gotten a great vibe? You're attracted to them. You're like a magnet to them. Mm-hmm, you want to know mm-hmm. more. You want to be around them. That's your energy responding to their energy.
Interesting. So how do you know, as a sound healer, which chakra is blocked and which one needs release?
So when I do private sessions, we do an intense pinpoint of what your beliefs are, what you're feeling, and we try to categorize. I mean, honestly, a lot of people are going to have more than one or two or even three chakras imbalanced, but we work with the most needed, because once the one that's most needed, a lot of things align after that. It's kind of like when you go to a chiropractor appointment and they fix one joint, everything kind of realigns. So, but in a sound bath, when I do a group sound bath, I usually set the intention beforehand. So I either do a lot of self-love sound baths, or people want to manifest things. I do manifestation sound baths. We do certain sound baths that I do specific methods and frequencies to, with that intention to bring that energy to send out those frequencies.
Sorry, for those love intention ones, how do you do them differently than other sound baths?
So again, like everything is energy. So have you, I love this analogy. When you eat something that somebody who loves to cook, they put their love into it. You could taste that in the food, right? You can feel the love cooked into the food. Mm-hmm. When I do my sound baths, I am able to connect to my higher self, my soul, and I'm able to send out frequencies of the intention when I'm playing these bowls. So for instance, in a love sound bath, I'm going to focus on the heart chakra bowl mostly, but I'm also using my energy and my intention to send out that love as well. And my energy while playing these bowls are being vibrated and radiated onto everybody who's there, they're able to obtain whatever intention I am putting out there, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would assume that because they have that intention too, kind of just.
Exactly.
Right.
100%. The moment that you even hold it in your heart, soul, or a quick intention in your mind, if it's there and you surrender with letting go with that intention, that's where it's going to take you.
Cool. So I want to now talk to you a bit more about vibrations. So
yeah,
I have to admit, in the past, when I heard the word vibrations, oh, good vibrations, bad vibrations, it comes off as very woo-woo to me, right, in the past.
Uh-huh.
But today I heard a really good explanation for what vibrations are. And he was describing as, you know, when you have positive feelings, that's when you have high vibrations. And we have negative feelings, you're radiating low vibrations. Do you agree with that?
100%. That's exactly right. So what I was saying earlier is we eat high vibe food. There are vibrations in everything. So if you hold up peanut M&Ms with processed sugar and powder just filled with chemicals and food dyes and cancerous yucky stuff that poisons our body next to a beautiful pomegranate that was grown by the energy of the sun, nourished and holding actually the sun's vibration, which when you eat the M&Ms, you're actually lowering your body's vibration because of the poison that it holds. The food dye is extremely harmful to our bodies. The processed sugar is extremely harmful to our bodies. Now, when we eat the high vibe food, ancient grains, nuts, the fruits and veggies that were grown by the sun that are holding that sunlight's power, literally lifts our vibration. It hires our vibration. And when you're at your highest vibration or your frequency, you're able to align with your truths and what you're supposed to be doing easier and faster. So if you're constantly putting alcohol and processed sugar and GMO foods and fake foods in your body, you're going to feel pretty imbalanced in all areas of your life. It's going to manifest and trickle out in other ways. If you are constantly feeding your body health and high vibrational foods and fermented foods and ancient grains, you're going to raise your vibration. And I focus mostly on vibration and what you're putting in your body, because the best way to feed your body health or to raise your vibration is to feed your body health and to have actually a really good gut, because your gut is actually where you hold your intuition, where you hold those gut feelings. And when that's clear and running well, you're able to connect with yourself more. You're able to feel you're able to make decisions faster because you're going with your feeling. You're connected easier. You could literally listen to your gut, feel your gut for decisions, intuitions. So it's actually quite amazing how everything really rapidly is affected by what you feed yourself. And when you make these conscious changes and eating fermented foods like kimchi or kombucha, it really does help your gut, and it helps your immune system, and it helps your chakras, and it helps your energy levels, and it helps your energetic body, and it raises your vibration.
I love that. Yeah, I love kombucha. I think it's the best thing.
Yeah, it's so
out there
good.
Now. Yeah,
it's so good. Yeah. And you could use any type of any fermented food like kombucha. And if you drink that like at least once a day, you're going to be set. You're going to be really good. Sauerkraut, anything fermented is so good for your gut. And for when your gut is healthy and clean and your microbiome in your gut is running well, your immune system is fully functional. And when those two things are in alignment, your energy is in alignment as well.
Cool. So I want to dive a little deeper on how we can use this information to unleash our potential and purpose. So where should we start? So I know that people, the first step that they need to do is heal themselves, like overcome stress, anxiety, and fear. So maybe we should start there first.
So first, we just have to really kind of open our mind, because we have been taught a lot of limited things, a lot of limiting beliefs. So we have to have an open mind and maybe do some research for ourselves. But a great thing for me to suggest is maybe trying to pinpoint any situations or experiences or systems that you grew up in that could be affecting the way you think today. For instance, let's say money is an issue for someone. Did they have experiences when they were in a toy store, they wanted to get this toy or this toy, and their parents said, no, put that down, we can't afford that. Or they wanted to get a new pair of shoes, and the reason no was because they couldn't afford that, or they can't pay for that right now. All of these responses are stored into our energetic field. So what we need to do is pinpoint specific situations like that. And it might not be so easy at first, but the more you do it, the more your muscle is trained to kind of just let go and let things come up, because whatever comes up is what's meant to be released. So we got to pinpoint some limiting beliefs by pinpointing down to experiences or memories that contributed to these limited beliefs. And then we actually have to open up our mind to know that this isn't how it has to be. We actually are able to create whatever we want in our reality. It's said all the time. I know it's a lot of woohoo stuff, and there are a lot of woohoo things out there, but this is something that we just have never been taught about. And it will throw a lot of people's belief systems up in the air, because this is not what we have been taught. And if this is how it is, then what's everything that they have been taught? So a lot of people are it's hard for them to even comprehend that this is reality, but this is reality. So once you're able to pinpoint and you're able to see what contributed to any limiting beliefs, we have to start working on those beliefs. And you can work on them by journaling exercises or special meditations with intentions of healing that. And you can also just really try to have the intention to change your thinking patterns. You have to have the intention to go back and rewrite everything that you've been taught, really. That's how it has to happen. And then sound baths are a great way to utilize our own powers by letting go, reaching our subconscious mind to rewrite our belief systems, to rewrite our thinking patterns, to rewrite how we think and what we say about ourselves. Every time you do something and you, oh my gosh, I'm so stupid for that, you're calling yourself stupid. Your energetic body's holding on to that. You're not going to reward yourself, or your reality is not going to reward yourself if you're always down on yourself. Not that it's a rewarding system, but what you feel is what you reflect. What you feel inside is the frequency and information that you're carrying out. So it really has a huge impact on your reality. So when we change our limiting beliefs, and we change how we think, and we change what we expect, because when we think something the way we expect, that's an automatic energy that kind of cancels out, like, oh, maybe I can get that job. Oh no, somebody else is going to get it. That's better. You're literally canceling yourself out. We got to cancel those expectations. We got to clear those expectations of what we're expecting to happen.
Great explanation. Can you talk more about how sound bath can help us get into that sort of brain state where those things that you just described are more possible?
Yeah. So with the sound bath, when you go ahead and you lay down and surrender and you listen to the sounds, the frequencies that are played help your brain waves drop into a relaxed state. And that relaxed state, you're able to reach your subconscious mind. And with intention, there might be a memory that comes up. And with that comes up, you allow it to come up. You don't judge yourself for it. You don't look down on yourself for it. You thank it for the experience and where it brought you. A lot of things that come up, like fears, it's there to protect us because of something that we've experienced before. So instead of judging ourselves for anything that we're experiencing that we want to heal, instead of trying to heal ourselves of anything, because it's not bad. Everything that we have gone through is a great contributor to our life and our experience and our journey. And it's actually meant to create our growth. So when we look at our challenges with that perspective, and we're actually there to thank our challenges for being there and for teaching us and for protecting us, and we're able to heal it in a very nice, loving way. And once you listen back to those sounds, those frequencies literally help you release the stagnant energy that has been stored for so long.
Great. So we discussed like the state of the, you know, lower frequency and vibration. Now let's talk about the higher vibration, like our higher self vibration.
Yeah.
What can they do, people do, to reach that sort of state? And yeah, can you talk more about that?
Yeah. So a lot of people think meditation is sit down, close your eyes, do a woohoo prayer, or try to quiet the mind. That seems very, very intimidating. It's very hard to quiet the mind. So meditation comes in plenty of other forms. Go outside for a walk in the nature and go ahead and just try to meditate by dancing through movement. Don't even think about it. Just there's so many different ways to meditate, because meditate is really just a way to connect to your higher self. And when you connect to your higher self, there's with intention, whatever intention you're doing it with, anything is possible. So there's a lot of different ways to meditate. And so I would say if you're feeling low or your energy is low or your vibration's low, a great way to raise your energy and your vibration is take your shoes off and go put your feet on the grass. The earth has frequencies and vibrations that literally raise our vibrations. It's called earthing. It's called grounding. When you spend 10 to 15 minutes in the nature or with your bare skin on earth, on the dirt, you literally are changing your brain waves, your brain state. You're releasing endorphins. You're releasing chemicals in your body with rewarding feelings. So the easiest thing that I could say that's free and available to anyone is go take your shoes off and go ground yourself. I grew up in a household with my mother where we literally, when I would get angry, she'd make me go hug a tree and people would make fun of us. But me hugging that tree would really ground me. That tree is holding so much energy, calming, beautiful energy. And when you allow yourself to open to that, you can invite that energy in. And so those frequencies and the vibrations are actually now onto you. So grounding is a great way to raise your vibration. Eating high vibe foods is a great way for meditation. Getting quiet with yourself in any way, if you want to dance, if you want to meditate, if you want to chant, if you want to journal, just listen by feeling what your body is craving, because your body's constantly telling you what it needs. We just have to turn off the outside world and get quiet and listen to that gentle voice inside, and we will be guided. It's just the life that we live in today with TV and the phone and the tablets, and everything's just always on. And it's very, very stressful on our energetic body. And it's very hard to quiet the mind. It's hard to quiet our fears, our worries, our anxieties. So when we are able to meditate or quiet or ground and get away from that, just even for a few minutes each day, my favorite saying is everybody should meditate at least 30 minutes a day. If you're too busy, you need to meditate at least 1 hour a day. Because if you're too busy, you got to get quiet with yourself more. So we have been literally programmed to live in a world where it's constant go, 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 hurry here, rush here, work here, do this, make that. And we've been accustomed to live that type of life. We need to, again, unlearn everything we've been taught and tap into what we feel is right and start honoring those feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just have to say, I started going out to nature every day now over the last month or two and taking off my shoes just to get more grounded myself. I haven't done that in the past. It was not part of my everyday routine. But now that I've been doing it, now when I go there, I have this craving to take off my shoes and walk on the grass. And it's strange how my body is telling me I need to do that. Because I guess, you know, one thing I heard is, you know, humans, we're all part of nature. We're animals too, but yet we've been so disconnected from nature. And there's something to be said about how, once you're reconnected to nature, you kind of like feel like you need to be there.
Yeah.
More.
Once you're home, you always want to come back home. You felt it. And honestly, your body's craving it because you reintroduced yourself to something and I'm so happy that you're honoring that. And I'm so happy that you did that. So was it just like kind of random? Did somebody tell you to do it that first started it, or did you kind of just, was it a gut feeling that you went off, just took your shoes off? And
I went to like a spiritual retreat last year, and a big part of it was walking around barefoot and just surrendering to nature, right? And building that connection with the trees around us and the stones and rocks, you know, and that really created a shift inside of me. I feel like, wow, I had all this beautiful nature and can connect them with them at this level, which I've never really thought or even did before. So the experience, I was like, wow, this is very powerful. I'm
going to make this
habit from now on.
Yeah, it's actually crazy. A lot of people, like a lot of women, are on high-heeled shoes or platform shoes. We even sleep on raised beds. We're always constant being lifted off the ground. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very important that we do make a conscious choice to connect with nature, get barefoot, get into the, like, I make my kids go outside and play in the dirt because it grounds them. It calms them down. They're playing with Mother Earth, and we are part of Mother Earth. So yes, I think that's a beautiful way to start raising anyone's vibration. It's available to everyone for free. So I hope everybody does at least take away from this is to go ahead and ground yourself, because it's a beautiful gift. Mother Earth literally provides everything we need to heal ourselves, herbs, energy. She has so much to give, and we always run to like an aspirin for a headache, or we run to all these pharmaceutical solutions when we actually have all the remedies and healing solutions from Mother Earth, including grounding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we definitely do. We just need to relearn and reconnect.
Exactly. Yeah.
So lately I've been listening to a lot of binaural beats music.
Oh, yes.
Really curious to hear what your perspective on it, because I have a basic understanding of the different brain waves and how the sound can put you into a different state of mind to help you focus or to relax.
Right.
More from you.
So I love binaural beats. They really put me in a really euphoric state. I love hearing the different sounds. And so what it's doing, it's literally activating different parts of your brain at different times for different, like it has certain methods to actually entrain your brain to react a certain way. So by activating with those tones and those sounds, it's exactly kind of like sound healing. I'm just doing a different form using different frequencies. And so it's just another way of meditation, but I love it because I feel the same exact way. For some reason, I feel sound a lot. So hearing those binaural beats, I mean, I feel the same way. I love them. I love it. And so sound healing is very similar to that, just a different form, a gentle form of the same exact thing that happens with our brain.
Do you have any other mindful ways of healing that you might want to share?
Yeah, another way of healing, another technique of healing that I really, really love and love to teach and love to share with people is an ancient Hawaiian technique called Ho'oponopono. And it's an actual technique that literally just uses very simple concepts of taking responsibility of your life and using forgiveness and love to heal literally everything that's in your life. And it's a fascinating, I love it. I like to be in control. And so this kind of the technique and the ways of healing is you take full responsibility. And that to me is I'm taking control of everything that I don't like in my life. I'm taking full responsibility of everything that I don't like in my life. If someone who cuts me off driving and they flip me off or something and it triggers me, I'm not going to get mad at them. I'm going to see why it triggered me and see what mirrored that, what's mirroring into me. What do I need to work on? What do I need to heal in myself or forgive in myself? Because I don't believe anything happens to us. I really believe everything happens for us. And so when you change your perspective and you take responsibility of whatever is whatever you're encountering in your life, you're able to heal a lot faster. You know, I'm taking responsibility for that. I'm going to heal that. So let's say a sister is really having a hard time with their other sister. She thinks she's very selfish. Let's maybe not think that the sister's selfish. What in you is the selfishness triggering? Are you feeling that you don't get to be selfish that is making you mad? Are you actually really selfish and her image is mirroring off? But when you take the responsibility of whatever it is and you're able to heal it with forgiveness and love of yourself, I swear love heals everything. If you could just go into your heart and feel love, you will be able to heal everything. Love is the ultimate emotion and the ultimate healer. But when you go ahead and you approach certain situations with forgiveness and love, you're able to heal things quite amazingly. I've had amazing experiences using my Ho'oponopono technique, and I will forever use it. And it's a beautiful thing. And it's very simple. All you do is say, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And it's quite amazing. A scientist actually healed an entire mental facility by using those four phrases, using this healing technique. The building was run down. The paint wouldn't stick on the walls. The energy of the building was literally falling apart, because the people in the building were falling apart. Their vibration was so low. The physical building's vibration was so low because of the energy there. The details and the facts about the hospital and the facility before the healing will blow your mind. But it was healed using this technique. And I have had experiences where people forgave me for something I didn't feel that they should forgive me for. I didn't even feel worthy of it, but I used this technique and they forgave me. Like, this technique has literally had me crying in tears thinking, how? And it's just another way of using your energy. It's another way of manipulating our energy to create a reality that we want to live in by taking responsibility. So all of this stuff is available to us. We just have to unlearn everything that we've been taught and reteach ourselves, because it's our birthright to know. It's our birthright to thrive, and it's our birthright to create with our energy. That's why we're here.
Yeah. So that sounds amazing. So let me understand correctly. So anyone can do this, and all they have to do is say that those four phrases to someone.
There's a lot more to it. I actually have a course that goes in depth of the teachings and the prayers and what you say. But yes, essentially, let's say, for instance, you have something in your life right now that you do not like, or it's making you feel bad, or you want to fix it. Hold that in your heart. Hold that in your mind. And literally repeat those four phrases. I'm sorry. I love you. Please forgive me. Thank you. And you could be saying it to yourself for feeling this way. You could be saying it to the other person, or you could just be saying it. But if you do feel mad at yourself for it, say it to yourself. If you do feel mad at this person, say it to this person. The intention, not physically, but with the intention of that energy going to that person or yourself. Repeat it over and over. I often tell my subconscious to repeat this all the time. Sometimes I wake up in my sleep and I'm repeating it in my head. you could tell your subconscious, play this on repeat, like a radio. I love you. I'm sorry. Cause you, it can heal everything. It can heal anything. I'm healing things from my ancestral timeline by repeating this all the time. But I use it in my day-to-day reality too, constantly. So yes, you repeat with whatever intention you want and say it as much as you want to say it. Sometimes I say it for an hour in my head. Sometimes I say it out loud. Sometimes I say it 10 times and I forget about it. But it works. So yes, anyone can do this.
Cool. What are those four phrases again? I love you. I'm sorry.
Please forgive me. Thank you.
Please forgive me. Thank you. Cool. I'm going to try that.
You have to try it. And please let me know, because it really, I would love to hear your experiences. I would love to hear your experience with that.
Yes. All right. Now I would like to take a step back and get to know you a little bit more and hear more about your personal journey. Like, where would you say you're on your journey towards your purpose? Would you say you found it? Are you living it? Are you working towards it?
I'm constantly working on my journey and on my purpose, but I'm very, very happy with where I am now, because yes, I do believe that I am on the road to my truth. I do believe that I have been very disconnected to myself previous years. I feel I have been living very disconnected to my truths, not really listening to my truths, thinking, living what I think I should be living. So I am very blessed to have this company, Ancient Vibrations, with my mom and my sister. I'm very blessed to have been born into a family where my mom has taught a different way of living than the norm. And I used to get made fun of when I was younger. I used to be criticized for the way that we, like I said, when we would go hug trees so I turned it off. I didn't like being different. I did not like having people look at me differently. And I didn't like feeling different. I wanted to fit in. I wanted to have those friends and those cars. I wanted to be just like everybody else. So I turned it off and I disconnected with myself. And until I had my children, did I really want to find myself? And thankfully, when I did, my mom was still, of course, thankfully there waiting, because she has always encouraged, always presented opportunities for me. And me growing up, I needed to find my own way. I needed to go on my own journey. But when I was ready, thankfully, she was open arms, ready as well. And we have really been able to, I've been able to reconnect with myself. I've been able to reconnect with my talents and my gifts. So is this it? Definitely not. We're going to keep going, but I'm definitely on the journey to my truth now. And I feel it because I feel like I'm at home.
Wow. Thanks for sharing that. So what were you doing before you got kids that made you feel kind of disconnected and like lost?
Yeah. So, I mean, growing up, I've always had panic attacks, really bad anxiety. I always felt like I was missing out, and it would push me to put myself in dangerous situations. It would put me in not authentic situations, things that I wouldn't truly want to be doing, but I thought I should be doing. And it created a lot of imbalance in my life, and it caused a lot of anxiety, and it caused a lot of dishonesty within myself. So doing things like a job, like a 9-to-5, trying to make it work, believing everything's a struggle because of who I was hanging out with, what I was doing. My vibration was very low. Getting pregnant with my son forced me to get my butt into gear, and it forced me to get quiet and take myself out of certain situations where I was forced to get quiet and feel things that I haven't been feeling for years. And it forced me to really connect with myself. And I'm very thankful, because once I had my son and I was responsible, I guess, for somebody else, I had to kind of become more responsible for myself. I had to start take care of myself to be able to take care of him. And in the process of that, a very difficult, it's not always pretty. I always think of like being in an eggshell when you're growing and you're hatching. It might hurt a little bit, those eggshells, you know, when you're trying to poke through, it might hurt, but when you're finally out, it's so beautiful and it's so worth it. So I'm thankful I grew up in a household that has always provided these tools in different ways of healing. This spirituality has been in my life my whole life. So I'm very thankful that my subconscious was already installed with some of those beliefs, because I wouldn't be here today, I don't think, if I didn't have some type of hope or faith or know that there was more. But I did have to go through my journey to learn what I learned, to go through what I needed to go through. So I'm able to sympathize and empathize with how other people are feeling. And I am able to connect on a different level from what I went through. Mm. So I'm very thankful for it today. Mm-hmm. Back then, not so much. Yeah. I'm like, why is this happening to me? Why does this keep, it's because you're doing it to yourself. But yes, I mean, the journey basically has just begun, but yeah, I'm very excited to continue growing.
So what were some of like the practical steps that you took or did right after you realized, oh, you want to do something that's more meaningful?
Visualizing helped me 100%. Maybe out of desperation. I was in a, let's say, a situation where you want something to happen so bad that I went back to my beliefs of my mom telling me you could create your reality. If you put yourself in that state, if you visualize it, if you feel it, you will create it. So I did fall back onto some old beliefs, maybe at times I didn't even want to believe in it. And I would visualize and I'd visualize and I would feel how I would feel the way I wanted to feel as if it was already happening. And I would also journal. I would journal and write as if it already happened. I would already write the present tense. I would bring what I wanted into my reality by bringing my vibration to that point. If you want to start making lots of money, start hanging out where all the money is. Start bringing your vibe there. If you want to bring love in your life, start acting like you have a love in your life. Start reflecting things that you would do as if you already had it. If you want that dream job, fake it till you make it. Do what you would do if you already had that dream job. You bring what you need to in your current state to raise your vibration. And when you raise your vibration, what that vibration is will match what you're trying to bring. So again, if you want to bring in more money, raise your vibration to that and it will start matching what you want to bring in.
So through those exercises, you discover your purpose more or less, and that's how you got your aha moment?
So right? I got my aha moment. It wasn't just like an overnight thing. It was taking those steps to connect with myself. It was taking those steps to meditate, visualize, journal what I wanted, getting quiet with myself and feeling what I wanted, where honoring those things, I was connecting with my truth. So it would be like one circumstance after another, but I believe me bringing my vibration to that acknowledging state of, okay, I want more of this. And then finding out a little bit more. Okay, I want this. I want this. I guided myself. I aligned myself with what I needed. So it was not overnight, but I think once I started honoring and started healing certain aspects of myself, I was guided to my purpose. Mm. 5 years ago, I would have never said that I would be a sound healer. 5 years ago, I would have never said that I would have been on this journey to help spread the knowledge and the wisdom. I used it for my own purpose, but I never wanted to be a teacher. Now, all of a sudden, I love to share this knowledge. I want to be a teacher. I want to learn things and share them with other people to let you know that you guys have the power to create your reality. By using your energy.
Great. So what would you say is your purpose?
That's exactly what I would think. I really, truly believe I am here either to learn or to rediscover my truths, rediscover what I already know and share them with people. I truly believe that I'm here not to wake people up, but I'm here to help guide you to your journey of finding your truths. I am here as your guide. Honored awesome. To be.
So you mentioned that growing up, you kind of rejected your mom's sort of understanding and mindset and all that stuff. And then was there something that happened during your reawakening that convinced you, oh my gosh, everything she said was legit?
All the time. She always says, I told you that 10 years ago. I'm like, yeah, but I guess I needed to hear it now. My personality is, if you tell me to do something, I'll go do it. If you tell me not to do something, I will go there. I make my own decisions. I'm very independent. I will do what I want to do and I'll prove you wrong. So growing up, it was very hard with someone like me. So my mom would tell me to do something that would help me. And no, I don't want to, just because it was my mom. Probably we are so close. Sometimes we butt heads. We're so close that sometimes that I don't listen to her. But it's very funny because everything she did install in me, I did learn and go, oh crap, she was right. And it still happens to this day. And it's happened for the last 10 years, especially since I've had my own children. I'm like, oh my gosh, she was right. Oh my gosh. So yes, 100%.
What was like eye-opening one? Like, I need to.
Yeah, self-love. Once you have self-love, once you have self-worth, once you acknowledge that, you're able to tap into anything. Because once you feel that love for yourself, once you feel that true frequency of love, I mean, literally anything is possible. So that's something that I always thank her for. She always tells me, drop from your head into your heart. Drop from your head into your heart. And it works every time.
Oh. Can you share one instance of that? Maybe I'm sure you have a great story about that.
So yeah, no, I have really bad anxiety. And actually, see, the more I say that, the more I create that into my reality. Mm. I have experienced anxiety. And so a lot of the time my mind goes to the worst. And I love my children with all of my heart and soul. So if God forbid anything happens with them, I come home, oh my gosh, mom, blah, 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 blah. So she is constantly there to remind me to get out of the fear, drop from your head, drop from what you're expecting, drop from what you're thinking, and go into your heart. And when you shift, your brain waves and your brain releases neurons and endorphins and literally dissolves fear. It literally dissolves that negative energy. So I have many instances because she comes to my rescue every day, 5 times a day. She's my rock. And that's why we do this together. She's the balance, but she really does help me change my perspective. And when I'm in a fearful state, she reminds me to drop into your heart and just go from the love, feel the love and know that you're guided, you're protected. We are supported by this universe. We are meant to thrive, and this universe will guide us and support us to thrive.
Yeah, it's so simple, but we gotta
stop fighting it. Exactly.
Great. So now I would like to go to a lightning round where I'm just gonna ask you a bunch of short, rapid questions. You can answer with like word or a sentence.
Okay.
Yeah, you ready for this?
Yes.
All right, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? What is the most important lesson you've ever learned?
Forgiveness. Forgive people. Mm. Don't hold resentment.
What is one?
Because it only hurts you.
Yeah. What is one book that changed your life?
The Alchemist.
What is one thing you like to do to relax?
Meditate, sound baths.
Nice. What's one thing you like to do for fun?
Dance.
What's one thing that makes you enthusiastic?
Oh, being able to live like a child again through my children.
Oh, that's great. What is one habit you always do?
I always put something in my mouth. Pen, finger, whatever is near.
And what is one habit you are working on?
My thinking patterns. My negative thinking patterns.
Oh, can you tell
some negative thinking patterns.
How are you working on it?
How am I working on it? I'm turning on my conscious observer. So I'm not trying to be like, don't stop thinking negative thoughts. I'm just trying to observe when negative thoughts come up and observe why they're coming up and why I'm feeling that way. Try to change it, try to flip the negative thought and see where it's coming from.
All right. Fascinating. Cool. If you're not doing what you are doing today, what would you be doing?
Watching a movie with my children.
Nice. And how would you describe your ideal life?
In the joyful state with the beautiful weather, hanging out in my backyard with my family, living my purpose and sharing love with the world and seeing everybody live their purpose, being joyful and happiness and honoring their truths, honoring their hearts and following their dreams.
Would you say you're living it now then?
I truly believe I am. I thank God every single day for everything that I have. I'm very blessed.
Oh, that's lovely to hear. How do you define purpose?
I believe once you are honoring, this is my favorite saying, once you honor your dreams, once you honor your heart, your dreams will follow. So if you honor the things that make you happy, if you honor the things that bring you joy, you will guide yourself to a living where you get to play those out every single day. So if you like to dance, honor those things that involve dance. And I truly believe you will find opportunities that you'll be able to live that out every day.
I love that. Thank you. And lastly, do you have any requests you would like our listeners to do?
I think I would love for everybody after this, their next opportunity is to take their shoes off and go ground, go earthing and see how you feel.
Yes, I'm going to do that too. Thank you.
Perfect.
And
yeah.
Where can people find you?
Go ahead and find me on Instagram at @ancient_vibrations. And there is a link to our website in our bio. You can email us, DM us, but Instagram is really our main way of communication. And we do a lot of free stuff, free sound healing on our lives and a lot of beneficial information and inspiring motivational mantras and affirmations. It's a very fun, upbeat Instagram page. So please come by and get some good vibes.
Yeah, you do have a beautiful Instagram account. It's so light and airy. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's what I hope. I hope my vibe is, my vibrations are spreading. I hope everybody feels that way. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll include the links on the show notes. Thank you so much, Amanda, for being a part of the Work and Purpose podcast. Such a great conversation. Learned so much. Thank you
so much. I appreciate you so much. Thank you. It was really lovely to be here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I hope you've enjoyed this episode with Amanda Gannon and learned about how you can raise your energy and vibration levels. And if you never experienced a sound bath before, I highly recommend that you tried one. You can start by just searching for sound baths on Spotify and just relax and listen to them at home. Thank you for listening. If you would like to support this podcast, please subscribe, tell your friends about it, and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Please also follow A Work in Purpose on Instagram and join our group on Facebook. May your present moment, now and forever, be filled with light, love, and joy. Until next time, this is Wing, and you are listening to A Work in Purpose.